Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles and the telling of Paul's experience at the Areopagus offers us a very powerful lens through which to view our mission to others, and especially through which to view our mission to believers in other faiths or even atheists as a whole. Because the philosophers that Paul was speaking to, that group, some of them had already come to a point of atheism, and as far as it was possible in the whole polygamous society of ancient Greece. And so Paul tries to seek out a connection point. Unfortunately, he seeks out that connection point in a fairly naive way. So not only does this episode give us a lens of how to do things, it also gives us a very sure warning of how not to make the approach with the Christian gospel to those who do not believe in Christ or in God from the very outset. The warning part of it, I think, is accurately summed up by Stephen Prothero, a religion professor at Boston University, in an article which was published in the Boston Globe on the 25th of April this year. I'll just quote to you the last paragraph. What we need is a realistic view of where religious rivals clash and where they can cooperate. The world is what it is, and both tolerance and respect are empty virtues until we actually know whatever it is we are supposed to be tolerating or respecting. So one side of Paul's encounter was the empty virtue of tolerance and respect. Yes, he was willing to engage the Greeks on their own terms. However, from his presentation and from the response to that presentation, it seems that that engagement was not yet deep enough. So then the engagement ad gentes asks for us to enter deeply into the thought world of the other, so that we know where the areas are, where we should not tell our story yet, if we want to draw people to Christ in a full and a whole way. The need for study has been underlined so often in the Church's documents on mission ad gentes. But can we really understand? Do we take the time and the effort to enter into the strange world of Hinduism, the very abstract world of Islam, the atheist world of Buddhism? Or do we simply make very simple generalizations and say, well, because you do this and we do something similar, therefore it is the same thing? That sort of attitude, I believe, is what the Areopagus episode is warning us against. We need to take the step into the lives of others if we wish to invite them into the life of the gospel. Beating people over their heads with the dogmatic statements of our faith, the full expression of our belief, is not enough. Yes, it might convince a few, and then again it might convince a few for a time only. No, we need the deep engagement so that our virtue of respect and tolerance might be fully informed, or as informed as they possibly can be, for anyone who wishes to enter another's world. This is important. I speak from the African perspective, and so much of the new history of evangelization in Africa has consisted of simply wiping out everything that was in the cultures beforehand. All forms of religious understanding and all forms of religious expression were simply called satanic, and people were told that if they continued with them, they would surely end up in hell. A very old-fashioned proclamation. But because there was no tolerance, what in fact happened is that a whole cultural matrix, a whole way of looking at the world and coping with the world, was removed, and it was not replaced with anything of an equal depth. We are all creatures of our cultures. We have the shared history with the nation whose life we have been born into, in whose life we participate. And if that is ripped away from us, then there is really nothing we can stand on. Our ability to deal sedately and graciously with the world is also taken away, so that we become rootless and sometimes simply follow every single fashion coming and going across the face of the earth without being deeply rooted. That was one of the aspects, and it makes me sad in my encounters with other Africans to see how little of a memory there is of their fundamental way of looking at the world. There's a lot of westernization, and of course, there is a lot of it of an attempt to recover the older world views, not to go into the past, but to see how they can inform people who are really a part of that world and not so much a part of the history of Europe and the history of religious violence, difference, and also the great points of religious development and spiritual growth and integrity that there is in the history of Europe. Those things can't be transferred wholesale. Also, many manifestations of the Christian mission took away from people an understanding of God and forbade people to use their ancient names for the most supreme power that they could name, that they had come to realize and to understand. So yes, let's look at the Areopagus and let's learn the lesson of engagement, the lesson of the respectful engagement, as Paul comes to those pagans with respect, with some understanding. And let us also learn that we need to do this very deeply, committed to the gospel of Christ and committed to understanding one another. Amen.